بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد my beloved brothers all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who by his infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of iman may Allah keep us with iman may Allah take us away from this world in the state of perfect iman and on the day of qiyamah may Allah resurrect us with perfect iman all praise and thanks also due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us in the ummah of his most kind most beloved Allahu Akbar Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the Urdu poet says, Na moju me darya, na darya me pani, na Adam, na Hawa, na Isa, na Musa. Na tore tu tarti, na zabur utarte, Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hote. We are so blessed, we are so fortunate. We haven't come, we've been sent. We have accepted, this is not any goodness on our behalf, it is only His kindness, my beloved. Ye kadam utthe nahi uthaya jayega. The step is not taken. It is taken from us, my brother. It is tawfiq from Allah. There's no good action except by the permission of Allah. Nobody can do any good except when Allah permits him to do good. I went to a person recently, he cried to me, he says, Wallahi, I only hope Allah Ta'ala gives me the opportunity to come back to the masjid. How fortunate we are. The master was traveling with his slave. The slave was a person who was particular about his prayers. He came into the masjid. He asked the master permission. Kedbe, let me go and pray. The master said, go ahead. He came in, he prayed. The master waiting outside, and as it goes, you know, when will he come? When will he come? Al-intidhar ashaddu min al-maut. Waiting is worse than death. Eventually the frustration was such that he screamed from the outside, when are you coming out? So the slave from the inside said, he's keeping me in. So he said, who? He said, the same one who's keeping you out is keeping me in. It's tawfiq from Allah. Every good action is except by the mercy of Allah. No step can be taken except when Allah Ta'ala gives the opportunity. Wallah, my beloved brothers, in the matter of deen, the brain, Allahu Akbar, can't do anything. The tongue can't do anything. It is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the heart, who can change it? Imagine Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, my beloved brothers, his favorite uncle. Nabi alayhi salam, we know, he never had the opportunity of seeing his father. And where his mother is buried, my beloved brothers. They say when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went the first time there, it was as if he couldn't contain himself. And he actually fell on the cover and held on to the cover. Because he never saw mother. Today we've taken our mothers for granted. The other day somebody told me, someone put his mother in the old age home. And then my beloved brothers, after that, after putting the mother in the old age home, he gave the wrong address. So the mother said to the person in charge that if I die, please do not inform my son also. And it was just a few days and the mother passed away. A mother, my beloved. So anyway, my beloved brothers, imagine Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had the opportunity of seeing his mother. And at an early age, he became orphaned. And Abu Talib was the person, his uncle, who looked after him. To the extent that we can even go to this conclusion in saying that if the entire world put together tries to make the khidmat, the nusrat, the assistance of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can never ever equal to what Abu Talib did for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine in his lifetime, he tells his two sons, Ali radiallahu anhu and Jafar radiallahu anhu, what your nephew is doing is correct. When the Arabs come to him and they complain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's worried about his nephew and he tells his nephew, Allahu Akbar, these Quraysh are saying that if you want all the wealth of the Arab peninsula, we'll give it to you, but give up the invitation towards one Allah. If you think that you are mentally handicapped, then they'll get you the best doctors. But give up the invitation to the one Allah.
If you desire the most beautiful woman in the entire Arab Peninsula, they'll give you, but give up the invitation to the one Allah. And if you feel that you want to be the leader, the so-called president or whatever, of the entire Arab Peninsula, you can take that, but give up the invitation to one Allah. And beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells his uncle, "Oh my uncle, if you have to put the sun in my one hand and the moon in my other," the sun, they say, describes all the hardships and difficulties, problems and frustration. And on the other hand, the moon depicts all the comfort, luxuries, ease, honor, respect of this world. You give me the moon in my one hand and the sun in my other, wallah, I will never ever stop the invitation towards one Allah. So, imagine, my beloved brothers, doesn't matter. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved brother, that uncle, who on various occasions indicated that this nephew of his is on the truth. And Nabi alayhi salam comes, Abu Talib is there towards his end. He's lying there in the throes of death. And Nabi alayhi salam comes and he says, "Oh my uncle, today you recite kalima in my ear. And on the day of Qiyamah, I'll intercede on your behalf." And Abu Talib dies with these words on his tongue. What would the girls in the gullies of Makkah Mukarramah say if Abu Talib has to accept this kalima? How much shukr we must make. Wallah, even if we are in sajda from the day we born till the day we die, just to thank Allah for this iman that Allah has given us, can we repay Allah? If Allah takes away all our wealth, like one pious man walked, he saw this beautiful palace and he looked. So immediately Allah put in his heart, "Would you like to be replaced by him? We can give you the palace and give him your iman." What is this iman? No matter how long a man lives, he'll have to die one day. No matter what a man earns, he'll have to live one day. No matter who a man is, wallah, he'll leave it one day. When he leaves this world, what leaves with him? We came empty-handed. We're going empty-handed. That man who Allah gives iman. Ulama say, Allah, make it a regular practice to make 2 rakats every day, just to make shukr to Allah that Allah, you give us iman, keep us with iman. The effort of shaitan is 1% while we are alive, 99% when we are about to leave the world, to snatch this iman away. My beloved brothers, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala promised, nobody before you, nobody after you, can go to Jannah until you go. No Nabi can go. Jannah is haram until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters. Yet beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua, "Allahumma hasibna hisabi yaseera." Allah, give me an easy reckoning. Ma Aisha radiallahu anha sees Nabi alayhi salam. She says, "Oh Nabi Allah, even you making this dua?" Tears are rolling down his eyes. And he says, "Even I can only go to Jannah by the mercy of Allah." How much shukr we must make. This iman is not ordinary. Wallah, we've taken pride on cars and houses and professions and degrees and positions and possessions. And wallah, what is it all? Wallah, it is zero. Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi, at that time, the person who was in charge of Delhi was, obviously it was the Mughal Empire, so the person who was in charge was a Muslim, we'll say king or governor. So obviously, you know, what position, pride comes and arrogance come if there's no iman. So one day, in his mischievous and arrogant state, he said something to Hazrat Nizamuddin. And the ulama ikram say, Allah Akbar, 2 times that Allah Ta'ala declares war on a person. One is when, Allah save us all, you get involved in interest. And the other one is when you say something against the friends of Allah. So Hazrat Nizamuddin rahmatullah didn't say anything. He said, Allah Akbar, all Allah Ta'ala made is blocked his urinal pipes. That means his urine couldn't come out. He tried all the doctors of that time. He tried the hakims of that time. Obviously it was from Allah. There was no way he's going to be cured. Then eventually his mother told him, "My son, if you want to be cured, there's only one way." He said, "What is that?" He said, "You go to Hazrat Nizamuddin and you sit in a tahiyat position in front of him." You see, that was the time when the Allah's walis were on the thrones and the kings were at their feet like little beggars. He lifted his finger and he said, "Hazrat, please forgive me." I say, fear the foresight of a mu'min. He looks with the nur of Allah. مومن کی فراست سے درو وہ خدا کی نور سے دیکھتے ہیں.
Immediately حضرت نظام الدین said, nothing for nothing, what would you give me? My beloved brothers, the discomfort of urine that is. Can you imagine what that discomfort is? He said, at that time, this governor said, you take my entire Delhi or the place on which I'm the governor, but just get me relieved of this pain. Hazrat Nizamuddin said, hut! As he said, hut, the urine flowed out. Then he said, teri puri sultanat to pishab ke barabar.
Your entire kingdom is nothing. It's not even equal to the urine. What's this?
The entire world.
He said, ye dunya kya cheez hai?
Allahu Akbar. Ye dunya dhoke ka ghar.
Machhar ka par. Makri ka jala. Ghamo ka ghar. This world is nothing but a house of deception. Not equal to the size of the wing of a mosquito. Weaker than a spider's web. And at the end, nothing but a house of grief. How many people are disappointed and will still be disappointed?
This world is presidents become prisoners, heroes turn to zeros, rich become poor.
Allah, look at this world. Has it ever been a true lover to any human being?
Allah, send us for another place. This world is only a preparation for that. Hi, my beloved brothers, Sahaba, who Nabi alayhi salam said, follow any one of them and you'll be successful. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu,
Allahu Akbar, sends a letter to Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. He said, oh Sa'ad, let this
fact not fool you that people call you the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam. Allah does not repel evil with evil, but he repels evil with good. Then he says, oh Sa'ad, success is the lot. Listen carefully. Success is the lot of those who hate this world and love the hereafter.
Success is the lot of those who hate this world and love the hereafter.
Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu's house. He had a habit to visit all these governors and to see what if their standard of living increased. Sham, Syria was a lush place. He comes to Abu Darda. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu tells him, I've been waiting for you for years. Why did you take so long to come to me? He comes in, he sits.
All he feels is pebble. Teeth of bark is pillow.
Umar radiallahu anhu is already feeling uncomfortable. Who?
Umar radiallahu anhu is feeling uncomfortable. Who, if we go back, wallahi lazim, affluence and deen can never go together.
Don't fool ourselves.
Umar radiallahu anhu in 12 and a half years, that Allah Ta'ala made him the Khalifa of Islam. Wallah, there was not one day when he had clothes worth less than 9 to 13 patches.
And Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting in front of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu and he's feeling uncomfortable. What must have been the state of Abu Darda? And then Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, can I eat with you? He says, Umar, you'll never manage my food.
And we know as regards Umar radiallahu anhu, Sahaba say,
when they ate what Umar radiallahu anhu, that food was so rough or coarse that when Umar radiallahu anhu used to put it in his mouth, they used to take it out of their mouth. And when he was not seeing, they used to take that morsel and put it under the dastarkhan so that Umar radiallahu anhu, because they couldn't swallow the food of Umar. At that day, Umar radiallahu anhu told Abu Darda radiallahu anhu that I can't swallow your food. Then he said to him something which every father, every son, every one of us, this passes through our heart every day. How can we better the standard of our living? Hum hamari mayari zindagi ko kaise buland kare? How can we better the standard of our living? So Umar radiallahu anhu tells Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, oh Abu Darda, why don't you better the standard of your living?
First of all, it was justified because Allah, that Islam had spread. Allah, country after country, place after place fell in the hands of Muslims. Wealth was pouring. We all know, my beloved brother, Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting behind Rosa Mubarak. It is his time. It is that time. And he's weeping like a little baby. And somebody asks him, why are you crying?
He says, if Allah loved this, why didn't he give it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why didn't he give it to Siddiqui Akbar? Ya Allah, are you giving me this to test me?
And when his sons come to him, because in his distribution, he gives everybody the most. But when it comes to his own sons,
Wallahi, he gives them the least. Say, son, is your father so unfair? So Umar radiallahu anhu says, my son, don't worry, my son. This is the thing that will separate father from son. Huh? I will not translate this, but I'm saying it to you in Urdu for those who understand. They say, sahaba kharch karte 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 maldar ban gaye. Hum kamate 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 kangal ban gaye. Kangal nahi, makruz ban gaye. Makruz nahi, Allah maaf kare, ab to sood mein dube huye. Aur Allah na kare, Allah na kare, to virasat ke upar jagra larai fasad mein aa gaya.
My dear brothers, Allahu Akbar, imagine Umar radiallahu anhu tells Abu Darda radiallahu anhu that, oh Abu Darda,
why don't you better the standard of your living? When we somewhere see somebody give a beer, mashallah, haza kalami rabbi, haza min fadli rabbi. Allahu Akbar. How my beloved. Now look at Umar radiallahu anhu. Look at Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, oh Umar,
this thought passes through me every day that I should better the standard of my living. But the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prevents me. And what is that hadith? Live in this world as if you are a traveler, because you're going along somewhere else. This was their life. Imagine Mahatma Gandhi said, I adopted two qualities from Umar the Great. Eat what the layman eats. Wear what the layman wears. When he went to England, whether it be the house of whatever it was, the parliament at that time, or whatever, the house of commons or lords or whatever it was, imagine he walked in with that dhoti and he never ate any of their food. This ummat has qualities which are different from the rest. We are an ummat that have to be proud for ourselves. Why should we suffer from an inferiority complex? We are Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummat. We have been sent, selected and chosen, taken out for the guidance of every man, rich, poor, black, white. We have been sent to help every sick, rich. Hi, my beloved brothers. Don't admire this dunya. Don't even gaze to it. Allah's love has got nothing to do with this. Allah gives it to His enemies. When it comes to distribution of ruzi, wallah, there's no difference from the disposable basket. That means where we, the trash can, where we throw the dirt, and the giving of sustenance is the same in the sight of Allah. This ummah has been created for a goal, a purpose. Huh? Allahu Akbar, my beloved brother. Imagine Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is lying on his deathbed. At that time he was blind. The people who are around him, they see a white bird fly into his chest. They're looking for the bird, they can't find it. And then the last words from the unseen, Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. That's the time of success. Success is not this. This we have to tell this dead heart. We are here for something else. We have to make every human being make tawbah. That Allah is waiting when a man can ask forgiveness. My beloved brother, we're 60 and preparing for this world. There's another place. Tomorrow we die. What goes with us? Say, each man has three partners. What are they? His worldly wealth, possession, profession, degree, whatever it is. As soon as he dies, this divorces him. Divorce. Then his family. If they good, they take him to the Kabristan, bury him and make dua for him. But Allah forgive if they bad. They might be shedding crocodile tears, but just waiting when that body can be put in so that the fight for the inheritance can start. And the only thing that comes with a person is his iman and his amal. Imagine salah one side of that body, zakat one side, hajj one side, zikr one side, tilawat. Allahu Akbar, the Mubarak Quran on top of him. Surah, Allahu Akbar, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, for that person who recited it every night, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi comes like a bird over him and says, Ya Allah, oh my Rabb, take me out of this kitab if you do not forgive the inhabitant of this cover. What will help? Where are we going? Me and you have been sent, selected, chosen, taken out to help men to be saved from that. Imagine Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya my Rabb,
show me the spectacle of death when you take the ruh of somebody, good and bad. He say he asks to see the ruh of a good person. I don't know the sequence. 500-600 malaika to welcome that Mubarak soul. What a silver platter. Each one saying, ahlan wa sahlan, ahlan wa sahlan, marhaba. The beautiful aroma, unreal. The soul leaves that body with such ease, like a piece of hair, when there's fine flour and the piece of hair is taken out with total ease. Ibrahim alayhi salam after that spectacle says, wallah my Rabb, if after this there's no ease of qabr, no ease of the day of Qiyamah, and the entrance into Jannah without reckoning, wallah, this would be sufficient a repayment for a person who lived against his womb's desires and fancies. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam asks, ya Allah, show me the spectacle. Allah save us all. Allah save our progenies. Allah save our enemies. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's worry was the whole of mankind. His cry. This cry. He could tolerate a sahabi dying in front of him. And when they lifted his jubba, they found a stone fastened to his belly. That was tolerable. But the worry from the pangs of death to Jannat, or pangs of death to Jahannam, that he couldn't take. When Ibrahim alayhi salam saw the shape and form of Malik al-Maut, Ibrahim alayhi salam fell unconscious. He said, wallah my Rabb, if there's no punishment of Qabr, Hashar. We know what is Hashar. Imagine a person's hand through his body just to get his book of deeds. 50,000 years long. If there's no akhirat, if there's no, only this cover, only this pangs of death, the shape and form of Hazrat Malik al-Maut is sufficient as a repayment. My dear brothers, imagine what is akhirat. What is that destination? We have been sent to prepare this whole mankind. The beloved Allah loves us more than we love ourselves. Allah just wants to hear. Allah loves his sinners to such an extent. Allah just wants to hear that sinner say from the bottom of his heart, my Rabb, forgive me, is sufficient to draw the mercies of Allah. There was a person in the place that I grew up, Sharabi, Kababi, lived his entire life in sin, desires, wombs and fancies. One day something came into his heart, he came to the masjid. The people in charge of the masjid, he asked them, he said, allow me, give me some water to take a bath. They say, this water is no good for you. 2-3 weeks time, Allah accepted him. He went to Makkah. It was Hajj time. Somewhere between Makkah, Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, he passed away. He sent a message back to the people of the masjid. Your water wasn't good for me, but Allah's water was good for me. Say, oh my slave, if you remember me, I'll remember you. And oh my slave, if you forget me, I'll still remember you. If you forget me, I'll still remember you. Oh my slave, why are you worried about tomorrow's sustenance when I've never asked you for tomorrow's actions? Ibrahim alayhi salam, there's a guest at his house. He says, take the name of my Lord. Before you eat, say Bismillah. He says, I don't believe in your Lord. He says, you can't eat with me, go. The man goes, Allah sends a revelation. Oh Ibrahim, 70, 80 years of his life, he never believed in us, we fed him. Today you send him away from your food. Ibrahim alayhi salam runs behind him, catches him, brings him back, tells him, please, I ask you forgiveness, eat with me. He said, also Ibrahim, I will never eat without taking the name of your Lord. How merciful Allah is. A lady in Medina Munawwara, she commits a sin of which a child is born. She comes to Nabi alayhi salam, he says, oh Nabi Allah, forgive me. Let me take the punishment. They say Sahaba envied those Sahaba who got their punishment in this world because they realize they'll never get it in Akhirat. We forgot we're not getting it here. What might happen to us in Akhirat? This woman comes, she says, Nabi alayhi salam says, let the weaning period of the child be over. She comes back. Now Nabi alayhi salam says, the command of Allah is on me. I can't do anything. I say, as that lady is being stoned, the blood splashes and it hits one sahabi and he turns his face with the sign of dislike. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't ever do that. The tawbah of this woman is sufficient for the forgiveness of the entire Medina.
Introduce this mankind to Allah. The poverty taken away, how happy Allah gets. A person who gives a person food in this dunya, Allah will feed him with the food of Jannah. A person who gives a thirsty person one glass of water to drink, in the sight of Allah, the reward is as if bringing a dead man back to life. What must it be to take that banda? A mother loses her child. The biggest drunkard brings that child back. What that mother won't give that child?
A person far from Allah, you bring him back to Allah. What Allah won't give?
He loves us 70 times more than our mothers love us.
My dear respected brothers, wallahi, we all of us who are here, we have to make the decision in our heart, ya Allah. We don't even know next week we're going to be here. It's so easy to hear the speaker's gone. Allah, you know the brother who sat in front of you, he's gone.
Sheikh was saying the other day,
Allahu Akbar, I meet the janazah of a person in Sydney, 30 years of age. A brother came to me after the janazah, he said, brother, Sheikh, so young. He said, we don't know, we might be next. He said, wallah, next week I meet his janazah.
That's why Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the remembrance, Allahu Akbar, intelligent is not the man who's got a lot, who knows a lot, be it alim or hafiz, be it doctor, lawyer, accountant. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, intelligent is that one who remembers his death and prepares for his death. Remembers his death, prepares for it.
We don't know when it's going to end. Let's make a decision in our heart. Wallah, what is difficult for our masjids to be full for Fajr Salat like it is for Jummah? Is there any difficulty in South Africa?
Which corner we don't have a masjid? Imagine Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's last din mas salat was jamaat till the end. Even if it was with the help of two sahabi. And Allah's promise of sustenance is in salah. The ease of dunya is in salah. The ease of qabr is in salah. When Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was about to leave the world, he said two things with the help of sahaba. He said, Ma ummat salah. Ma ummat salah. And the haqq of the slaves, the woman, and the rest of mankind.
Imagine salah, 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 salah.
Today, my beloved brothers, when it doesn't rain, we complain. When we don't get things, we point to the white, we point to the black, we point to the government. Have we ever pointed to ourselves? It's impossible. Every condition is only because of our actions. Wallah, this Allah loves us so much. If this ummah makes tawbah, and the only thing we come on to salah, wallah, my blood brothers, the whole world's condition will change tomorrow. Allah grant me and you all the tawfiq, man. Allah forgive us for our sins. And those sins that are preventing us from doing this good. My beloved brothers, Allah forgive us for that. My dear brothers, Allah give us tawfiq to make all our five salah with jamaat. Allah Akbar, take the tasbih and remember Allah. Show beautiful ways to parents, to children, to friends, to mankind. How easy is deen? A person who makes salam 25 times a day, Allah will grant him jannat without a frown on his forehead. Imagine, no worry, no sorry. Just making salam. To smile to a Muslim is sadaqah. Allah makes salam common. He say that community where salam is common. He say three qualities. Salam ko aam karo. Make salam common. Dastar khan ko wasi karo. Spread our tablecloth, we say, and feed people. Or rato ki namaz ko qayim karo. And the prayer of the night in total darkness. Learn to ask Allah when Allah is coming to the first heaven to ask, oh my slaves, you want something. I say, who does that? Salamati ke saath jannat ke andar dakhil ho jao. Go with peace into jannat. Allah grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.